Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps, and thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. While China's economy is booming, its environment is paying the price. The nation's air and waterways are choking with pollution. Industrial waste is poisoning the population. And coal, which provides 70% of China's energy, has helped turn it into the world's largest emitter of greenhouse gases. But now China's leadership is trying to clean things up, hoping to increase industrial energy efficiency by 20% with a healthy dose of clean technology. The effort has caught the eye of some savvy investors, as Elise Potocka reports from Beijing.
As the days turn warmer in Beijing, air conditioners which now line the sides of most buildings come to life. On this summer's hottest days, many Chinese cities will struggle to cope with the rising energy demands of the country's increasingly affluent citizens. The International Energy Agency predicts that China's electricity production will double in the next 10 years. But for China's 1.3 billion people, this demand also offers opportunity, one which could give them a cleaner, greener future. Across the world, investors and entrepreneurs are starting to see dollar signs attached to China's struggle to reduce energy consumption and clean up its environment. David Wu checks his emails and sips a cool drink in the lobby of one of Beijing's upmarket hotels. Since he returned from studying abroad, David's rarely had time to sit still. In the last 12 months, his new company NetPower has closed $10 million in deals for affordable batteries he says can be used in both residential and industrial situations.
By using electricity storage, we can use the electricity in off-peak hours and store it and make it to be released to the grid in the peak hours.
David Wu's company has developed a zinc battery, which he says costs him less to produce than other batteries on the market. He hopes the affordability will also appeal to electrical utilities and allow them to buy more power from renewable sources.
For the wind, for solar, they're essentially not a stable source. So the utility company has a lot of problem by handling those unstable electricity inputs. By using storage solutions, we can essentially stabilize the output for wind farms and for the solar farms.
David Wu is just one of China's new clean tech entrepreneurs. Behind these entrepreneurs is a growing pool of money, much of it supplied by overseas venture capitalists. Between 2005 and 2006, cleantech investment increased by 147%, reaching around $420 million, and analysts predict this trend will continue.
We're developing the community of investors, companies, entrepreneurs that are interested in cleantech, and we're bringing them together.
Jim Mahoney is the managing director of Cleantech Group China, a company which links those with money to those with green technology ideas.
We are accelerating the purchase and adoption of these clean technologies by industry at large, which as you increase that scale, we can lower costs, you can speed up the return to the investors, and the whole cycle speeds up and grows from that.
Currently, the global cleantech group claims over 8,000 investors and 6,000 companies across a wide range of projects.
Water applications for conservation, for treatment, for reuse and recycling is a very, very important area. Biodegradable plastics was another one. Wow.
An office block is under construction in Beijing's rapidly expanding central business district. With labour and construction costs low, China is also turning out to be a major player in the market for carbon offsets. That's where companies in the developed world get credits for reducing greenhouse gas emissions in the developing world. China is already the top supplier of credits, and foreign investors and companies are keen to get in. On the northern edge of the central business district are the offices for Camco China, a joint venture which is responsible for offering about 30% of China's carbon credits. Managing Director Alan Ho.
There's actually two major areas that will help on this sector. One is the energy efficiency, where we help the enterprise to save using energy. Another one is to find alternate energy source, renewable and new energy.
But while carbon credit projects are generally well monitored here to ensure their environmental benefits, there are some concerns about other clean technology investments. Investors are backing environmental technologies which are cleaner than what's currently in place, but some environmental groups want the standard to be higher. At the Greenpeace Beijing office, employees have a coffee break and take in the 19th floor view across the city. On a good day, the view's spectacular. On a not-so-good day, the heavy brown haze of pollution is clearly visible. Greenpeace has just started a green investment campaign.
Our financial leg to support this work is to ask investors to channel their money from nuclear, from coal-fired power plants that create more emissions than that we can afford to renewables like wind and solar.
Campaigner Man K. Tam says Greenpeace would like to see investors backing renewable and new energy over, for example, reducing emissions in a new coal-fired power plant. By making direct contact with potential investors, Greenpeace wants to convince them to back the most environmentally friendly options. They'll also target investors here in China, who've been much slower than their international counterparts to invest in clean tech and green projects. Man K. Tam says it's about convincing people that protecting the environment will save them money.
It's like environment can be a risk to them that affects their financial bottom lines. Say, for example, a factory, if it pollutes the river, they will be asked to close. Their license can be suspended. They will be fined billions of dollars. And all these are related to financial performances. This is economic. It is not just some moral concerns.
For Living on Earth, I'm Elise Portaka in Beijing.